Okay, today's daf is Zvach and Daf Ayin Ches. We left off at the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis. So it says the Mishnah again, continuing in discussions related to Tarovos of various Kachim. Dam shenisariv b'mayim. If you have blood of a carbon that gets mixed in with water, im yesh bo maris dam kosher. If it has the appearance of blood, if it still looks like blood, so then it's still kosher. You can do zrikas adam with it. It still has a din of blood. Nisariv b'yayin. Let's say it gets mixed in with wine. The blood and wine get mixed together. Rono so ki'iluhu mayim. We have to view the wine as if it were water, and then figure out if this were water, would it still have the appearance of blood? If the blood were not mixed with wine, but were mixed with the same volume of water, would it still have the appearance of blood? If it would have the appearance of blood, it has a din of blood. If it would not have the appearance of blood, it would have a din of water. It would not have a din of blood. Would not be kosher to be zorik on the mizbeach. If you look at Tosfos, bedam behemo. So says Tosfos, Vim Tomer, Dam Behem of the Chaya Hechizar Glumzbech, Nihida Amar Rowan Kiluhu Mayim, Velom Vatal Dam Acher, Bikalmakum Mayim Gumur and Lohavi, Velobatan Menus Shem Chulin. So actually, the truth is that's the next line. So let's see the next line first. Nisariv Bidam Behema O Bidam Achaya, if the blood gets mixed in with the blood of a Behema or a Chaya that's not Kachim, that's Chulin, just regular Behema or a Chaya blood gets mixed in with a carbon blood. So now it's blood and blood mixed together, but one is blood of Kachim and one is blood of Chulin. Rono suki iluhu mayim. We view the blood of Chulin as if it were water, and we say, okay, if the same volume of blood would have been water, if it would still have the appearance of blood, it has a din of Kachim blood. If it would not have the appearance of blood, it has a din of Chulin blood. That's the Shita of the Tanakama. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, blood is never mevatel other blood. Dam is not mevatel dam. That min b'mino, this is Rabbi Yehuda's famous shita about min b'mino, that min b'mino is never going to be batel. Since you have two like kinds, it's blood and blood, one can never be mevatel the other. Ein dam mevatel dam, and therefore Rashi points out in the bottom Rashi and Ayin Zayin and Beis, the min b'mino lo batel v'afilu tipal toch kli gadol, kashul lizrika. Even if you just have a tiny drop of carbon blood, it never becomes batel, and you're able to do the zrika on the taroves. You don't have to worry about the rest of the blood. Now take a look at that Tosos. Bedam behema o bedam chaya rono so kiluhu mayim. So we said chulin blood and kachim blood get mixed together. We view the chulin blood as if it were water. Fractosos vim tomer dam behema v'chaya hechi zorik lulim mizbeach. But wait a second. The dam of chulin, how can you be zorik it on the mizbeach? Nihida amaron kiluhu mayim v'lo mevatel dam acher. Granted, you want to view it as if it's water and therefore it's not going to be mevatel other dam. Mikal makom mayim gemurin lohavi. But at the end of the day, it is not water. V'lo batel mimenu shem chulin. It's still chulin. V'afil man diyamar chulin shnushchi b'azor alav da oraisa. Hanushchitasan. Aval alosan rabbi mzeich near da aser. And even if you're going to say that chulin shnushchi b'azor is not a din da oraisa, that's only if it's a shecht chulin b'azor. But to be male chulin on the mizbeach, everyone's going to hold that that's going to be asur, that's going to be in a sedar raisa. So how can we say that you'll have a mixture of chulin and kachim dam, and you're going to be zorikin on the mizbeach? At the end of the day, you're being zorik chulin on the mizbeach. It's not like water; it's still dam. So v'yeshlomar kivan de dam kasher mu'urav bo. Since the dam of a kasher carbon is mixed in with it, ve'ein ikras rikas on the shema apostle el shema kasher, and the primary purpose of your zrika is not for the pasul dam, it's not for the chulin, rather it's for the kasher dam. Shari, it's going to be mutter. Even though when it comes to evarim, we don't just say throw it all on and view the evarim that are pasul as if they're wood. We wouldn't say that by evarim, but we say it by dam. By dam, you could throw all the dam on and view the chulin dam as if it's just water, because primarily your kavana is for the kachim dam. So basically, Tosus's answer is in a chinami. Yeah, even though you are throwing chulin, but since that's not your main kavana, it's not going to be a problem. So the Ola Shlomo explains that what Tosus means to be saying over here is that there's a difference between a tarovus lach b'lach and a tarovus yavish b'yavish. That when you have two bloods mixed together, you have lach b'lach, that everything becomes one unit. It all intermingles. And the hakrava is determined by the dam kasher. because it's all one unit, so you have to give it a shem something. It doesn't carry with it two shemos, so it has a shem dam kasher. But by a tarovus of yavesh b'yavesh, like evarim and other evarim, since it doesn't become a single unit, there each item that you throw has its own shem hakrava. So if you're going to be zorek some of the items that are not kasher to the mizbeach, so that's called being makrav something that's puzzled to the mizbeach. That's not going to work, right? That's going to be problematic. That is the explanation of Tosfos. Now, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah was, no, if you have two different kinds of dam that mix together, the dam of the kasher is never going to be batel, no matter how much dam pasul there is, no matter how much dam chulin rather there is, dam kasher is never going to be batel because it's min bimino. There's a well-known Ran, we've quoted several times, in the Darim, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Aleph, where the Ran points out that the idea of bitel barov emanates from the idea of a miut combating a rove, that when there's a conflict between the miut and the rove overpowers the miut, and therefore totally takes away any of the characteristics of the miut. It completely overpowers the miut. But if they are from the same min, the rove and the miut, so the Ran's lashon is called davar shu dome lechavero, when two things are similar to each other, eino machlisho mevatlo, one doesn't weaken and nullify the other, elema amido mechazko. To the contrary, when two things are similar to each other, they help each other, they strengthen each other. So if I have a drop of milk, let's say that falls into chicken soup, so the kochos of the chicken soup overpower that tiny drop of milk, because it's the qualities of the chicken soup and the qualities of the milk, the characteristics of the chicken soup and the characteristics of the milk are different from each other, and the dominant characteristics are going to be those of the chicken soup. But if a drop of trefa chicken soup falls into a drop of kosher chicken soup, so they're not mevatel each other. Adaraba, they help each other out, they strengthen each other. The more soup you have, the more you taste those qualities of the chicken soup itself. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds min bimino is not batel. The chachamim, for their part, hold min bimino is batel. And therefore, if you have dam kosher mixed with dam behem or dam chaya, it's as if this is the same as having mayim and yayin mixed together. That who would follow the same rules, and that's why the Chacham hold that you view it as if it's water and proceed from there. Now the Ran takes it one step further. The Ran says that in reality, even the Chacham Marmoda to this Yesod, that Bittul is only when there's a Hisnagdus, only when there's some sort of conflict between two sides. Except the Rabbanan hold that what the qualities of each one are not determined by the metzius, it's not determined by their physical qualities, rather it's determined by their halachic qualities. So if you have one thing that's usser and one that's mutter, even though they're both dam, let's say, or they're both chicken soup, but still one is usser, one is mutter, so that is a conflict, and the kochos of heter can overpower the kochos of iser. That's how the Ran explains the sheet of the Chacham, that everyone agrees that the sod of bittul, that there needs to be a hisnagdus, there needs to be some conflict, and one overpowers the other. Absent conflict, there's not going to be any bittul. It's just that Rabbi Yehuda views the conflict based on a reality, on a physical level, and the Chacham view it based on a halachic level. What are the halachic qualities of each item in the Tarovis? So the Ran says, based on that, we understand the concept, and this is why the Ran is famous. He says, based on that, we understand the concept of a davar sheyesh lo matirin never becoming batel. Why is it that something that's one day going to become mutter is not batel right now? Why shouldn't it be batel? So says the Ran, because a davar sheyesh lo matirin, what does that tell you about the item? If right now it's asur, but it's going to be mutter one day, what that tells you is that be'etzem, its real quality, its real characteristic, is that it is mutter. It's a chefza shal heter. Elamai, right now, it happens to be expressing characteristics of Isser, but if you ask it what it really is, it's really a chefza shal heter. So if you have a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's never going to become batel in other heter, because it itself is a chefza shal heter, so there's no esnagdus, there's no conflict between the davar sheyesh lo matirin and the heter within which it is mixed. And that's the shita of the Ran to explain the concept of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Now this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is the Gemara Menachos clarifies for us in Daf Chaf Beis. The Gemara Menachos points out that it's totally in how you learn a pasuk. Pasuk says by Avodas Yom HaKippurim, V'lokach midama paru midama sayir v'nasan al karnos ha-mizbeach saviv, that you take from the dama paru and the dama sayir and you put it on the karnos of the mizbeach. So this lekicha was done after the Kohen already mixed the dam hapar and the dam of sayer in a single kli together. Now, if you could imagine the dam of a bull and the dam of a goat, you would probably figure out that the dam of a bull there's much more dam in a bull than there is in a goat, right? So, nevertheless, the Torah still calls it the dam apar and dam of sayer. Why don't we just call it all dam apar? It's batel barov. The dam of sayer is completely batel in the dam apar, one would think. So, you see that the dam hasayer is not batel in dam apar from the fact that the Torah still refers to it as the Dama Sayer. That's so says Rabbi Huda. Why is the Dama Sayer not Batel Barov? Min Bimino. Must be that Min Bimino is not Batel. The Chachamim, however, disagree. They say no. The reason the Dama Sayer is not Batel is not because of Min Bimino. It's because Olin Ein Mevatlin Ze'ezeh. If you mix two things that both are supposed to go on the Mizbeach, one is not Mevatel the other. They're both Roy for the Mizbeach, and whenever you have two things that are both Roy for the Mizbeach, one is not Mevatel the other. Nothing to do with Min Bimino. Now, in our Mishnah, you don't have two things that are right for the Mizbeach. One is Chulin, and one is regular Kasher Adam. But it is Min Bimino. That's why the Chachamim and Rabbi Huda disagree in our Mishnah. So it's all had a darshan, that pasuk that refers to the Dam HaSa'ir. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter. Nisariv bidam psulin. If the blood of the carbon got mixed in with pasul dam, with dam of a roveya, a nirva, something like that, or an animal that was shechted, Rashi says chutzal zmano, chutzal makomo, pasul dam, yishafech la'ama. Then it needs to be spilled out into the ama. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say, what do you mean? Ein dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda should jump up and down and say, no, wait a second, the dam kasher should never become batel, and the rabbanim should say, let's view it as water. Everyone all of a sudden assumes you have to get rid of it, you have to yishafech la'ama. Why should all of a sudden it should be yishafech la'ama? So the reason for this, the Gemara is going to explain, is gzeira, that you're going to have more dam pasul than there will be dam kasher. And Rashi explains in the Gemara that the gzeira is that if you have more dam pasul than there is dam kasher, then according to the chachamim, it's going to be pasul. Because according to the chachamim, even when it's ro'en osokilu umayim, it's not going to look like dam. And therefore, according to the chachamim, you have a problem. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda in Chinami, Rabbi Yehuda will disagree with this the way Rashi understands. Rabbi Yehuda will say, nah, it's never going to be batel. Nothing to worry about over here. You should be able to be zorik on the mizbeach. Tosos is going to explain that this line is going even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the chashash is that when you have more dam pasul than you have dam kasher, people are going to come to think that even dam pasul alone, without any tarovis of dam kasher, is okay for zrika. And that's why when you have this tarovis of dam pasul and dam kasher, we say spill the whole thing into the amma, so lest people think that that even dam pasul alone is going to be kasher for zrika. That's how Tosos understands it. Now, bedama tamtzis, let's say it gets mixed in with dama tamtzis, so meaning the halacha is that for zrika you need the dam hanefesh. Dama tamtzis is not kasher for zrika, right? We darshan mi dam hapar mi dam hanefesh v'lo mi dama tamtzis. That was the drasha we had on daf chav hey. So when you have dama nefesh mixed with dama tamtzis, so the Mishnah says yishapech lama. You should spill that out. Tosos Maseches Pesachim writes, even though Dama Tamtzis is not kosher for Zrika, it's not usher to put Dama Tamtzis on the Mizbeach, because it doesn't have a shame dam. For instance, Legabe Kisoy Adam is considered like Mayim Bialma, and it's not considered like dam. And therefore, according to Tosos, you'd have to say is, even though there's no Isser to put the dam at Tamtis on the Mizbeach, since this dam is not kosher for Zrika, there were gozer to pour it all, this whole taroves, into the amma of the dam and nefesh, the dam and tamtis, into the amma, because we're afraid that there's going to be more dam and tamtis al dam and nefesh, and people are going to think that that's a kosher Zrika. People are going to assume that you're Yotze, the mitzvah of Zrika. It's not that we're concerned that you're going to violate an Isser of being Zorik Dama Tamsis on the Mizbeach, according to Tosos, because according to Tosos, there is no Isser of being Zorik Dama Tamsis on the Mizbeach. It's that we're afraid that you're going to rely on being Zorik Damatamsis on the Mizbeach, and you're going to think that that is a fulfillment of Yizrika. The Mikdash David explains that Damatamsis has a psul of Mimashki Yisrael, Minamutul Yisrael. Mikdash David thinks that against us, that it's got to be us to put the Damatamsis on the Mizbeach. And he says the reason is things put on the Mizbeach have to be things that are Mutaba Achilu B'Shtia for a person. Now it happens to be the Torah has a Gzeres HaKasuv that there's a mitzvah of Zrikas Hadam. But so that overpowers the standard iser of putting things on the mizbeach that are not kosher. There's no mitzvah zrikas damatamsis, so mele falls back on the regular iser against tosos. Okay, Rabbi Lazar says that it's kosher. Im lo nimlach v'nasan kosher. Now, in all these cases, if you did not ask a shayla and you just were no sane, so then it's going to be kosher. Just one more ha'ara in Maseches Yuma. It's mavur that the dam that gets spilled out into the Amma would go to Nachal Kidron and they'd sell it to gardeners to fertilize their fields with. So Briskarov has a sharp kasha. He says, I understand the dam that's Nizrak on the Mizbeach or is Nishbach Liyasod, you can go and you sell it to the gardeners because it's Nasas Mitzvaso, and anything that's Nasas Mitzvaso already is no longer has Kedusha, right? But dam kasha that gets mixed in with dam pasul or dam nefesh gets mixed in with dam tamtzis, all of the blood is Kadosh Kedusha Saguf. All of it has Kedusha. And there is no Nasas Mitzvaso over here. Nasas Mitzvaso never happens. So how can you go and you sell it to the gardeners? How's it Shaykh? You can put it into the Amma and it's going to go and be sold to the gardeners? So the Briska Rav explains that by Nachal Kidron, most of the blood was Nizrak on the Mizbeach and was Nasas Mitzvaso. This dam that wasn't Nasas Mitzvaso therefore becomes Batal Barov and therefore is Mutter. And that's why you're allowed to sell it. Because it comes out that this din it wouldn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning this din that you're Shofech La'ama can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda it will never be Batal Barov, min b'nino zeinu batal. But according to the Chachamim, we understand you can throw it into the Amma because most of the dam that's going to be sold to the Gananim is going to be dam that is already Nasas Mitzvaso and therefore no longer subject to any Isser of Kachim. It's no longer going to have Kedush Saguf. Fine, says the Gemara. Our Mishnah, where we said that if it looks like blood, it's still going to be kosher, even though it's majority water, that's only if water fell into the blood. But if bit by bit blood fell into water, rishon batel, then as each drop of blood fell into water, it became batel and now had a din of water. So I drop one drop of blood into water, now it's that drop turns into water. Another drop, it turns into water. So I'm never going to have enough to be able to say that, oh, it looks like blood, it's okay. No longer is blood that looks like blood, now it's water that's looking like blood, and therefore would not have a din of blood. Amrav papulin kisui enokain, but when it comes to kisui adam, we don't say the same thing. Because when it comes to mitzvos, we don't have a concept of dichoy. Meaning what we're saying over here is, this idea of rishon batel is a din dafka by kachim because there's a din of dichoy. What that means is, I drop a little blood into water, that blood is now, that drop is now nidche from the mitzvah of zrikas hadam, because it now has a din of water. Once it's nidche, it can never come back. It's never going to come back to have a din of dam again. It's nidche entirely. So that's the idea by kodshim. But by mitzvot, there's no din of dichoy. Now, there are gemaras elsewhere in Shas that raise a shaila whether there's dichoy by mitzvot. Now, gemara in Sukkah, gemara in Avodah Zarah is mistapik whether there's dichoy by mitzvot. So in our gemara, just seems to say it as a davar pashut that there's not. So that's why some paskin, Rabbi Kivega, writes lahalacha, that dam that falls into mayim, and there's so much dam after a while that dripped into the mayim that it looks like dam, Rabbi Kivega says it's going to be chayiv in kisui adam, because we paskin like this gemara, that there's no dichoy when it comes to mitzvos. However, the Taz and other achronim write that no, that it's even though it's going to be chayiv, it's at least a safek, and because those other gemaras leave it as a safek, so therefore you shouldn't make a bracha on the kisui adam. That's the idea of ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. That's the question of ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. Is that a maskana? Our Gemara makes it sound like it's a maskana, but it's not so pashut that it's a maskana. Obviously, there's a lot more in terms of dichoy that we don't have a chance to discuss now. Maybe we'll have other opportunities. Amar Reish Lakish. So says Reish Lakish. Hapigul v'anosar v'atame sheblolon zebaze. If you have pigul, nosar, and tame, that get mixed in with each other, va'achlan, you eat them, pater. You're going to be pater for any of the Yisurim. Now, the way Rashi sets up the Gemara is, you have a kezayis of pickle and a kezayis of noser, let's say. You put them together in your mouth, and you chew on them. They get mixed together while they're in your mouth. You're pater from malchus, even if they warn you mishum pickle, or they warn you mishum noser. And the way Rashi is going to explain it is, because at the time that you're chewing it, they're becoming mixed together, and therefore a little bit of the kezayis of pigul gets mixed in with the chaticha of nosar, and a little bit of the kezayis of nosar gets mixed in with the chaticha of pigul. The miut of pigul that gets mixed in with nosar becomes batel barov. The miut of nosar gets mixed in with pigul, it's going to be batel barov. So it's going to turn out that you're not going to have a sheer kezayis, that you're going to be lacking from the sheer kezayis. Now, the miut that's batel barov should become mitzarev to the rov, right, and should therefore be mashlim the kezayis. So the meat of pigul, let's say, that gets mixed in with the nosar should become nosar, and the meat of nosar gets mixed in with the pigul should become pigul, right? And therefore, lechora, you should be chayiv for each and for both of them, for nosar and for pigul. But since it's not possible that they share equally, that the pigul gives to the nosar the same as the nosar gives to the pigul, one of them gets mixed in with the other more than the other with the one, so it will turn out that you are violating one of these Isurim and not the other. That's the way Rashi understands. The only problem is you have no idea which one you are violating. You're clearly only violating one because they're not sharing equally, but you have no idea which one you're violating. And that's why you're put from Malkus, whether you get Hasra or whether you don't get Hasra. Now Rashi, the way the Gemara sets it up is that in order to say this din, you have to assume three other halachos. Let's see it. The Gemara spells it out. So if shol yarba min al chaver vivatlanu, because it's impossible that one of them is not going to be batel. So shema min atlas. We see three things from here. Number one, shema min ayisun mevatel zazel. We see that just like heter can be mevatel iser, isurim can be mevatel each other as well. So we assume the one that's not getting as much as it's giving is becoming batel. Ushma minan nosin tam barov lav daraisa. We also see that in sinas tam, in a rov is not a daraisa. When you have a smaller amount being nosin tam in a larger amount, that's not a din daraisa. Ushma mina, because otherwise you should be chayiv for both over here. Ushma mina asra safek lo shma asra. We also see that asra safek is not considered a valid hasra'a, because if hasra'a suffik were a valid hasra'a, just warn him about both of them and give him one malchus, because he'd be mechayiv on one of them. So masiv rava, ask rava on this, asi isa min chitin min orez, if you make a dough out of wheat and out of rice, im yesh batam, now rice is not one of the five grains, im yesh batam dagan chayiv es bechala, if it tastes like grain, it's chayiv and chala, v'yafal gav deruba orez, even though the majority is rice. So don't you see that it's going to be chayv and chala, because even the minority is nosing tam in the majority, and that's a din d'oraisa, it's going to be chayv and chala. Says Gemara, no, mitrabanan. Who says chayv and chala mitaraisa? Maybe the fact that the minority is nosing tam in the majority is only din d'rabanan. So, in fact, the Gemara, ihachi ema seifa, adam yotzeba yidechavasim pesach. But wait a second. Don't tell me it's only din d'rabanan, because we say that the seifa goes on to say that you could be yotze yuchiv of matzah on pesach with it. So, if you could be yotze yuchiv of matzah on pesach with it, that's a din d'oraisa. So don't tell me that it's only a din d'rabanan. Ela min b'she'eno mino b'tayma. Rather, what you have to say is when you have two unlike minim, two unlike items, so then it's going to be tali and tam, where the one gives tam into the other. Min b'mino b'ruba, but when you have two like items, then it's going to have a din of rov. By the case of the orez and the dagan, they're two unlike kinds, right? Orez and dagan are two unlike kinds, but when you're talking about nosar and tamay, you've got two pieces of meat that could be the same exact cut of meat, just halachically, one is nosar, one is tamay, or one is nosar, one is pigle. Those are two like kinds. So, frankly, Marvin, min b'mino k'min b'she'eno mino. Why don't we take the min b'mino and view it as if it's eno mino and see if it would still give tam? Similar to our Mishnah, d'tna nesariv b'yayin ro nosel kilu humayim, my love ro nosel yayin kilu humayim. That if the blood mixes with wine, we view the wine as if it were water. So you see that you view it as if they were unlike kinds, they looked dissimilar from each other. So why don't you say the same thing over here? It says merlo ro nosel dam. No, what that means is we view the blood as if it's water. So ihachi batel mi ba'ile. But if that's the case, then it should say batel va'ot tanya Rabbi Dom Rono sikilu hu yayin edom im dia mareu kasher v'mlav pasul. We view it as if it were red wine, that if it would lose its color would be dulled, then it's kasher. Otherwise, it's going to be pasul. So it sounds like that we view the yayin as if it's mayim, not the blood as if it's mayim. So says Mar Tanayhi. In fact, it's machlokas Tanayim. Detanya, because we have a brisa. Deli sheyesh bo yayin lavan o chalav. If you have a jug that has white wine or milk, vitfilo holchenacha rov, and your matbil in it. So the halacha is, meaning tefila doesn't work in such a kli unless you allowed water from the mikvah to go into the kli. So you follow the rov. Rabbi Yehuda meron osukilu yayin adom. Rabbi Yehuda says no. View it as if it's red wine. Imdia mareu kasher. And if it would have if its look of red would have dulled a little bit, then it's kasher. Then it would have a din that it was filled with water. V'imlav pasul. Otherwise, it's going to be pasul. Okay, we'll stop here. Abbreviated daf, and we'll pick up from Uraminu tomorrow.